From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Questions remain about the cause of last weekend's plane crash in Egypt. Britain said Wednesday it is increasingly concerned that a bomb may have brought down the Russian jetliner that crashed last Saturday over the Sinai Peninsula. British authorities dispatched a team of aviation experts to assess security before British flights are allowed to leave the region. Patrick McLaughlin is the UK Transport Secretary.
We cannot categorically say why the Russian jet crashed. But we have become concerned that the plane may well have been brought down as a result of an explosive device.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State renewed its claim to have brought down the plane, challenging skeptics to prove otherwise. Assistant Secretaries of State Ann Patterson and Victoria Nuland have told a congressional panel that 85% to 90% of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. The two testified Wednesday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Here is Victoria Nuland.
While Moscow asserts that its military actions are directed at ISIL, the vast majority of Russian airstrikes are targeted in areas where the Assad regime has lost territory to forces led by the moderate opposition.
Russian diplomats and military officials contend the air attacks are aimed at Islamic State extremists. A U.S. defense official says Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Malaysian counterpart will board a U.S. warship sailing in the South China Sea Thursday. The two will board the U.S. aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt as it sails in the South China Sea off the coast of Malaysia. Just weeks before Taiwan holds elections, Taiwan's president has announced he will hold talks with the Chinese leader in Singapore. This is VOA News. Europe has begun relocating the first refugees from Greece to other EU states under a new plan to tackle the migrant crisis. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
Athens Airport, the departure point for 30 Syrian and Iraqi refugees chosen to be among the first beneficiaries of the EU relocation plan. They were flown Wednesday to their new home in Luxembourg, avoiding the brutal journey by foot through the Balkans and Eastern Europe and bypassing the often prolonged application for asylum. EU Parliament President Martin Schulz called for all EU states to take part in the relocation plan, which envisages 160,000 refugees being shared across the European Union. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Romanian Prime Minister Victor Ponta says his government is resigning in response to protests that began after a nightclub fire killed 32 people last week. The Prime Minister released his statement Wednesday, saying he hopes his response will satisfy the thousands of protesters who marched through central Bucharest Tuesday. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vows to press ahead with a military campaign against Kurdish militants. Mr. Erdogan said Wednesday Turkey will continue its fight until every militant from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, is defeated. Afghanistan's president has ordered a probe into the stoning death of a young woman accused of adultery. The killing took place in Taliban-controlled territory. President Ashraf Ghani called the killing a criminal and un-Islamic act.
I, Justin P.J. Trudeau, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance.
Canada's new leader, Justin Trudeau, has been sworn in as Prime Minister, ending 10 years of Conservative rule. Trudeau led his Liberal Party to a commanding victory in parliamentary elections last month, taking 184 seats compared to 99 for Stephen Harper's Conservative Party. Thousands of tourists are stranded on three Indonesian islands after ash from the Mount Rinjani volcano forced the closure of airports and blanketed villages and farmland with ash. Government officials say Mount Rinjani on Lombok Island shot ash and debris 3,500 kilometers into the air Wednesday. Liberia's Vice President Joseph Boakai says he is running to succeed President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in the 2017 presidential election. He said he will be running on the Sirleaf government's record. Vice President Boakai, who is nearly 71 years old, dismissed suggestions that he is too old to run for office. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.